Your first job with the company was in the oil field?
Yeah, we had three major divisions in Jackson, Mississippi, in Minot, North Dakota, and in Odessa, Texas. I spent 6 weeks with each of those superintendents with all the rigs in their areas, so I knew all the pushers. Then I spent some time in the production offices, because then we were an oil company, too. And after a year, I came into the Tulsa office as Dad's assistant.
Did you like the oil field people? Huh?
Yeah, I did. See, I'd gone through not only the aviation school at Keesler, but then I'd been up at Pratt Whitney for months. So I knew a lot about engineering and mechanics, but I was smart enough to never let them know it. And I just asked questions. I could ask discerning, relevant questions, and they loved that because then they'd tell me all about it. So I got along very well with all of them. The only thing I did different when I was out, I'd park my Cadillac and rent a junk car, and I'd drive out in these old junk cars to the rigs. So other than that, I didn't disguise myself, but they still knew who I was.
This was in the early 50s?
Yeah, this would have been in 52, 53.
So what was the oil business like generally in those days?
You know, that was just before the Suez Canal was closed. We had 17 rigs, and we'd keep 10 or 11 of them working. I mean, we made some money. Our production company made more money than our drilling company. And then the Suez Canal was closed, and the oil industry just boomed because we were scared to death we weren't going to get any oil from the Middle East. So I'll never forget, we were working in West Texas, and a national oil well rig, then a 15,000-foot rig, cost about $120,000. And I got a contract with Mobil for that rig, brand-new rig, and 6 months paid it out. Usually it paid 4 or 5 years to pay a rig out. So those were very good years for about 2 years. Then the canal opened up about 6 months later. Then the business fell off again, and we were in a recession for 10 or 12 years. But during those bad years, when we could hardly make enough money in the drilling company to buy drill pipe, and oil and gas prices were low, I bought about 5 or 6 companies that were unrelated to the oil business. And the main reason I did, I had 4 or 5 Harvard Business School students working for the company. And I wanted to keep them, and I knew I couldn't keep them if they didn't think we were going to grow and prosper. So we bought 4 or 5 companies. One I bought for $1.5 million, and Hans sold it for $55 million.
Which company was that?
Natural Gas Odorizing, which wasn't a bad deal. We owned a big manufacturing company in Houston, sold it, made a little money. Owned a pipeline company, never made any money on the pipeline construction. The REA, Rural Electrification, was running telephone lines out to farmhouses, and they'd bury them. And so you'd just have a tractor that pulled a plow. Well, we got big D10 tractors and had a plow made that was 10 times more efficient than anything was being used. We got in that business, and we were just laying lines all over. Well, the government never paid us. So we thought we were making a return on investment of 40%. But when the government wouldn't pay their bill, no dispute about it, they just didn't pay. And it'd take us 2 years to get paid. So we weren't making enough money to stay in the business, so we got out of that. But it was fun because it kept everybody busy and active, and then business started picking up in the drilling business.